The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas, thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hello, Sarah.
Hey, Carl. Here's what's been happening in the world of music. Girls Aloud will reunite for a 2024 arena tour in memory of their late bandmate, Sarah Harding. The band announced the tour with a video which saw Nadine Coyle, Cheryl, Nicole Roberts and Kimberly Walsh reunite at a drive-through cinema with clips of the band performing their hit tracks, including Sound of the Underground, Love Machine, Call the Shots and Biology. The tour will be a celebration of Sarah, our music and our incredible fans, the girls said. Keeping with tours, and Pink is bringing her summer carnival to Dublin next year. The pop superstar has just announced this major gig on Irish shores with support from Rag & Bone Man, Gail and Kid Cutup as special guests. The tour will hit Dublin's Aviva Stadium on June 20th. In other news, Shakira has said that she has resolved a long-running tax dispute with Spanish authorities. The 46-year-old Colombian singer had previously been charged with the tax evasion and had just had the last day of her trial in Barcelona. Spain prosecutors had alleged that she failed to pay more than 14.5 million euros between 2012 and 2014. As part of the deal, Shakira accepted the charges and a fine of more than 7.3 million euros and also accepted another fine of 438,000 euros to avoid a three-year prison sentence. And lastly, confirmed this week, yes, Adele is married to Rich Paul. While many of us have been wondering whether Adele and her longtime partner Rich Paul tied the knot or not, it seems that the singer has finally set the record straight on their relationship status. And Adele confirmed it in the only way that Adele could, and that was at Alan Carr's comedy show.
So now she's off the market.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, they've been together a good couple of years and I think she was showing off a very lovely sparkly ring a couple of years ago, so.
Now, we do have IMC Cinema tickets, Sarah, which is brilliant because on a Friday, people always think chillax time.
Oh, yes. What? Because, of course, it's the toy show tonight.
Oh, the toy show. Yeah, we did mention that already as well. So this is all brilliant. The toy show, people will be sitting back on the couch, treating themselves to some things, but also be nice to know they have cinema tickets in their back pocket.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But because of it being the toy show, and I'm so excited for it, that, you know, it's Christmas. It's the start of Christmas, really, isn't it?
It is.
So we want to know, and to win those cinema tickets, so you can have a festive, lovely night out at the cinema, what is your favourite Christmas movie of all time?
I do like a good few. There's one named after me. There is a movie, A Christmas Carol.
A Christmas Carol. See, I wouldn't say that, though, because I would say A Christmas Carol.
I know. Look, things are pronounced differently. Depends where you move to. But do you have one?
Oh, I have many. I love Sleepless in Seattle. Not Sleepless in Seattle. While You Were Sleeping, sorry. Yeah. I love, obviously, Home Alone. It's
brilliant.
The best one.
That is the king, I suppose. So get your thoughts in. Pick one. If you're unsure, pick one. It will get you in the competition. And the number is 083 30 10 103.
Yeah. And all we need to know, what is your favourite movie, Christmas movie of all time? And you could win those tickets.
I will catch you back in the next hour to talk streaming, all things series and movies. Sarah, thank you.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Revving up your taste buds with daily carvery. Open from 12:30 to 3 p.m. MaldronHotelPortlaoise.com. Midlands 103.
It is time for part two of the Entertainment Rundown. And of course, IMC Cinema tickets up for grabs as well. Sarah's here.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Let's start with Netflix, and coming December 16th is the inspirational true story of Kurt Warner, played by Zachary Levi, who went from a stock boy at a grocery store to a two-time NFL MVP, Super Bowl champion and Hall of Fame quarterback. The film centres on Warner's unique story and years of challenges and setbacks that could have derailed his aspirations to become an NFL player. But just when his dream seemed all but out of reach, it is only with the support of his wife, the encouragement of his family, coaches and teammates that he preserves and finds the strength to show the world the champion he already is. And next to Apple TV, fans will be delighted to know that season 3 of Slow Horses will be out next Wednesday. Slow Horses follows a team of British intelligence agents who serve as a dumping ground for the Department of MI5 due to their career-ending mistakes. But when a young man is abducted and his kidnappers threaten an attack live on the internet, River sees an opportunity to redeem himself, but is the victim who he first appears to be? And what is the kidnapper's connection with the disgraced journalist? As the clock ticks on, River finds that everyone involved has their own agenda. And here is one for your weekend watch, and you can watch it right now on Disney+. Braun, the impossible Formula One story. Here's one for your weekend watch, and you can watch it right now on Disney+. It is Braun, the impossible Formula One story. Keanu Reeves tells one of the greatest sagas in Formula One history through the insights of Ross Braun and other racing icons. All is revealed in this gripping four-part series. From the formation of Braun GP, see their remarkable journey through strategic manoeuvres and financial trials during an exceptionally competitive era of the sport.
Well, thank you, Sarah. Thanks for getting us up to date with all things streaming, getting us in the Christmas mood as well.
I know. I love Christmas. Christmas is one of my favourite things. And I can't believe we've had so many messages in about Christmas films.
Mm.
And they're all varied as well, which is great.
Yeah.
So all you need to do is message in, tell us your favourite Christmas movie, and you could win 2 tickets to IMC Cinemas.
Yeah, 083 30 10 103 on text or WhatsApp. And just a sample of a couple there, Sarah.
Yeah, so we've got Jingle All The Way, which I love. I remember going to the cinema and watching that with my sister. Ah. That's from Trisha from Burr. We've also got The Christmas Miracle, Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase from Idel. And Elf. Of course, Elf. Elf
and
is good.
Yeah, what did I say? The Late Late Toy Show theme tonight.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, so there.
Yeah.
An apt movie.
A couple from upstairs as well. Gremlins. Die Hard. Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah, there's a debate about that. There always has been.
Yeah.
Is it or is it not?
But it's set at Christmas.
It does go into the category of Christmas, doesn't
100%.
It?
100%.
We'll catch you back in the next hour, Sarah. You'll have the winner on when you'll be telling us all things
cinema news.
Looking forward to it. Catch you then.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with Maldron Hotel Portlaoise's Christmas Party Night. Sing, sip, savour and repeat with karaoke, cocktails and cuisine. Our festive triple treat. MaldronHotelPortlaoise.com. Midlands 103.
Time for part three of the Entertainment Rundown. And what's this about news of Love Actually back in the cinema?
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Carl, it's time for all things cinema news with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Wish, Cliff Richard, The Blue Sapphire Tour, Napoleon and Love Actually is back in the cinemas. Let's start with Wish. This was released in cinemas today. In the Kingdom of Rosas, a 17-year-old girl named Asha detects a darkness that remains unnoticed by others. With fervent appeals to the stars for aid, she soon discovers that the response she receives exceeds her wildest expectations. This movie is showing in all four cinemas in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore, and is also showing in the Lux screens in Mullingar. Next is Cliff Richard, The Blue Sapphire Tour. This screening will be released in cinemas tomorrow, celebrating the 65th anniversary of one of Britain's all-time greatest hitmakers and icons. Sir Cliff Richard's anticipated Blue Sapphire Tour is set to dazzle the silver screen in this two-date-only cinema event. Sir Cliff Richard will be bringing a selection from his huge catalogue of hits back to the stage for this huge celebration, including Move It, Saviour's Day and The Young Ones. This special presentation also includes bonus footage exclusive to cinemas. This screening is shown in Athlone and Mullingar only. Next is Napoleon and has been released in cinemas today. The movie offers an intimate look of Napoleon Bonaparte's beginning and his rapid and merciless ascent to emperor, seen through the lens of his passionate and frequently tumultuous bond with his wife, Josephine. This movie is shown in all four cinemas and in the Lux screens in Mullingar and Athlone. And lastly, Love Actually is celebrated celebrating its 20th anniversary and is showing in all four cinemas. Richard Curtis merges comedy and drama in this wonderful feel-good treat featuring a stellar cast, including Alan Rickman, Emma Thompson, Hugh Grant, Liam Neeson, Keira Knightley and Colin Firth. It's hilarious, sweet and hopelessly romantic. So if you haven't watched it, I would watch it in the cinema. And if you have watched it, like me, for the 100th time, I would go and watch it in the cinema as well. For more information, do check out Midlands103.com. And this is all with thanks to IMC Cinemas.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Sarah, for getting us up to date on all things cinema.
No problem.
Now, we had loads of entries for our IMC Cinema tickets.
We have. And Love Actually is one of them that's come out quite a few times. And I've got to say, it is one of my favourites as well. So Love Actually's come out. We've also had a lot for The Grinch.
Elf.
Elves come out a lot.
Home Alone.
Yeah. Home Alone, again, another one. Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, loads and loads and loads. And honestly, I think people are ready for Christmas this year. So everyone was happy to tell us about their favourite Christmas movie, which is great. We do, however, have a winner. So for those two tickets for A Night at the Movies, they are going to, this week, Marion Grennan.
Well done, Marion Grennan. You're going to have a great day or night whenever you choose to go.
She said the Christmas miracle.
The Christmas Miracle. Yes. Must look that one up again. You know, you have to remind yourself of the movie because sometimes the name doesn't do it, because I'm very bad at remembering movie names.
Yeah. See, I'm a big Harry Potter watcher over Christmas as well. And I think a couple of the lads from the news team said that too.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter's a good one.
Harry Potter is a good one. Definitely.
Well, thank you, Carl.
Have a super weekend. Thanks for dropping in. And we'll catch you next week.
Catch ya.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Port Leash. Revving up your taste buds with daily carvery. Open from 12:30 to 3 p.m. MaldronHotelPortLeash.com. Midlands 103.